Another Aussie who's not in the perfect space and perfect situation at the minute over there is Ben Simmons. Now, there was so much talk about the Boomers, why he wasn't coming into camp, why he didn't play in the Olympics. What are your thoughts on Ben Simmons at the moment? We spoke to Phil Smyth last week, who seemed to think that being in the environment of the Boomers could be the best thing for him in terms of the brotherhood and the camaraderie that they have there. Do you think we're going to welcome Ben Simmons back to the Boomers soon?
Well, definitely. And, Phil's spot on there. And that's, I really didn't recruit Ben. I said exactly what Phil said. I said to him, we're here for you, open arms. You know, you've had some situations at Philly with your teammates, with the coach, with the organization. You come here, we'll welcome you with open arms. And I think you're going to love the environment. It's your call. And it just, I think it was something that he was into. I just think it was horrible timing. You know, you got the situation of he's never played for me. You've got all new teammates. He's just come off what he's come off. And now you're going into the international forum where they're going to play him in a way that is really difficult and takes a lot of adjusting. You know, pick him up full court, lag off him with the rules. Anytime he comes into the paint, hack him, put him on the foul line. I just thought for all of that, bad timing for him. But he was classy with the way he handled it, and I just hope right now he finds a team, finds a place where he's comfortable and gets to go on with his career.
Absolutely. We hope he finds a team so we can just watch him play basketball. We're fans. Correct. At the end of the day. We just want to see him do well. Can you explain that the camaraderie within the Boomers and just what it's like from the outside looking in? And as Australians, the Boomers, they're up there for one of our absolute favourite teams, and it was just so nice to see basically a bunch of men celebrating a bronze medal like they just won a gold medal. It was so fun.
It's really hard to do it justice. And for me, a unique situation of being with Patty and Joe when they're 18, 19 years old and coming back, having nothing to do with them for 12, 13 years, coming back when they're 33 years old. And it's their team and where they'd taken it. I just, when we're in the elevator after the game finished and we got the medal, Patty looked me in the eyes in the elevator when we were going up to the press conference, and I told you, this thing is special, and it's not something that you can talk about. You got to be in it, and you got to see it. And the best thing I can say about it, it was special, and those guys did a great job of three things. The future of the Boomers, finger the singlet, hand it to the next guy, make it a better situation than the one it is now. That's your responsibility, Matisse Thybul, Josh Giddey, Josh Green. The present, the now, gold vibes only. Let's go get that medal. And what he did with the past, that the basketball hasn't done a great job of Ken Cole, Lindsey Gaze, that era, those people, all the people that have been there before, Andrew Gates, Brad Key, honoring them. And it was an amazing culture night that they did such a great job of those three things.